European Union leaders are in Brussels for an emergency summit. It was called to forge a common position on a possible war with Iraq. And there are deep divisions within the EU over whether to support the Bush administration's drive toward war. Many members want more time to allow Iraq to disarm peacefully. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan is participating in the summit. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Brussels. What's likely to come out of today's meeting?
Well, Bob, officials are not even preparing a draft agreement before talks start, just to give you an idea. If there is anything at the end of the day, it will likely be a lowest common denominator deal. You can list the things that are likely to find agreement in increasing order. Everyone agrees Saddam Hussein must be disarmed. They also agree on the central role of the United Nations in this crisis. Most countries agree that weapons inspectors should be given a little more time. It's harder, however, to find agreement that war is a possible solution. At least half are saying that it should be only as an extreme last resort, with Germany ruling it out altogether. So there is a chance of no agreement at all. However, since this is seen as a test of European efforts to come up with a common foreign policy, as they've been doing for years, leaders will feel great pressure to come up with something, even if it's not very substantial.
How serious is this split within the EU?
It's a serious rift. I mean, it's not going to put an end to the single currency or the single market we have here or the single trade policy, but as far as a foreign policy is concerned, it's a major split between the 15 members. You have the pro-war camp, of course, with Britain leading it, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Denmark. On the other side, France and Germany, which are leading efforts for a diplomatic solution. Along with them are Belgium, Sweden, Austria, and Finland. This peace camp feels very bolstered by the massive anti-war rally over the weekend, and also by events at the Security Council last week, which they saw as failing to produce a smoking gun to justify a war against Iraq. But perhaps the biggest rift in Europe is that between public opinion and the pro-war leaders. In no country in Europe can you find anything near a majority in favor of Tony Blair's stance, including in Britain, and including inside his own Labour Party, and that's significant, of course, because he's America's most important European ally.
The EU's been moving east, adding countries from Eastern Europe. Is this split going to affect that in any way?
No, it won't affect expansion, but the split has led to a diplomatic snub to three future members. France and Germany have basically had disinvited to this summit countries about to join the EU in 2004, among them Poland, Hungary, and Czech Republic. We're not yet full members, but we're expecting to be invited as a courtesy. The problem is recently they signed a letter of public support for Washington's policy on Iraq. The French foreign minister last night said that had created a problem of allegiance as they joined the European family. So this is a snub, but they can't be kicked out of the European Union as a consequence.
There have also been divisions within NATO over war preparations.
That's right. They were overcome last night after a month of talks. The 18 of the 19 NATO members agreed to start planning on how to defend Turkey in case of a war with Iraq. The price of the deal was doing an end run around France, which along with Britain is the only credible military force in Europe. NATO Secretary General says the alliance was able to collectively overcome the impasse. America's ambassador to NATO is calling it a major step forward, but Belgium's foreign minister says it does not mean NATO approves a war against Iraq and that it will not participate in one.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Brussels.